So as we continue on in the care and decluttering of our souls, just decluttering our spiritual life, there's a lot of metaphors in general that kind of help us see how to pay attention to our souls, and one of them is junk food. And we all know that if you eat too much junk food, it will hurt your health. So let's talk about this now. So get rid of the soul junk, the soul junk food, the soul junk, the soul distractions. And here's some passages to help us see that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 and 32. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, and every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other as Christ, as in Christ God forgave you. In Luke 6, verse 37, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. First of all, no, there's junk food to get rid of, or in the analogy of the house, there's junk in your house. And because of the sinful nature that we all have, there will be clutter. And if you look back at that list, get rid of, throw away, you know, think about in your soul is the propensity of sin, which could include bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, malice, all of these things are possibilities. And a good soul caretaker will know that you have all these possibilities before you. And as you identify them, it's to give them to the cross of Christ. Literally, they call that mortify the sinful nature. That one, that last passage I read was about forgive and it will be given, forgiven to you. And one clutter that many people have is the bitterness thing. Declutter your bitter roots. Who or what are you bitter about? Hebrews 12, verse 15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. I kid you not, there was somebody that I knew, she was only about 66 years old. She did not die of cancer. She did not die of a disease. She did not die of old age. She died of bitterness. And there was no other explanation of that. And when you talk with her, it was really clear that the bitter roots were so deep, it destroyed her life at a young age. She did not die of overeating. She did not die of alcoholism. And I think bitterness is like this thing that is behind a lot of poor health. I do believe that bitterness takes away your joy. It focuses your lives on offenses in the past, and it creates an underlying soul sickness. I've often said as a minister that bitterness is soul cancer. So if there is bitterness in your life, get rid of it. It's interesting that the 12-step program talks about making amends, but it also talks about taking responsibility to forgive others. And I believe one of the powerful reasons that that program is so successful, even if I would not say it's specifically a Christian program, is because the soul does not do well with bitterness. The soul also does not do well with rage. Keep anger in a small container. You know, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Sweep hate and malice out of your soul. 1 John 4:20. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Proverbs 26, verse 26. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. 1 Peter 2, verse 1, therefore get rid of all malice, kakas, and all deceit, hate. Malice is a hidden hate. Your sexual container should be kept well kept. Make sexual choices that lead to wholeness. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 13, food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord and the Lord for the body. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 2, but since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. You know, the subject of sexuality is getting to be bigger and bigger, and the world seems to have this subject so dominated right now. And whether it's pornography or movies or television or other forms of the internet, and the future of Meta, where people can have like sexual relations virtually with each other. Or in Japan, we're already seeing there are stories where some would rather be married to a sexual doll than actually be married to another human. So I believe in this one, you know, people's lives are going to get more and more inauthentic to their very creation. And I think from a ministry standpoint, this could be one of the most exciting times, because people are going to crash up against all of this inauthenticity, and here comes Christians, here comes ministers, here comes matchmakers who will help people sort that all out, bring them back to the Lord Jesus Christ, and help them get connected to a real human being for their soul. Yeah, these are exciting times, I believe. Fill your diligence pantry with enough and declutter and declutter greed from your soul. Proverbs 21, verse 5, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. Luke 12, verse 15, then he said to them, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. Keep examining, but throw away judgmentalism. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28, a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. Romans 14, verse 20, you then, why do you judge your brother, or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. You know, it's like there's that balance. Like, how do you examine and discern the right way while not going down to the judgmentalism? And you know what judgmentalism is? It gets you focused on other people's lives and situations when you're not paying attention to your own soul. A discerning, a friend, a gentle helper will be in the narrative and be discerning and be prayerful. But when we start thinking we're the answer people about everybody else's life, we can easily get caught up. And I've seen that. I've seen churches where division occurred and people's souls were in terrible places, all in the name of what's right. Now, when you say that, people go like, why are you saying that you will, you know, encourage sin? And no, on the contrary, we are paying attention to walking with the Lord. God is at work in other people's lives. He can fight his own battles. People know what you believe about most things, especially if you're walking with the Lord. So it's that staying away from the judgmentalism that distracts your soul while discerning and loving and holding to the truth. I mean, today we're seeing that with, you know, different alternative lifestyles. People read the Bible in a way to cut out certain things and add other things. And you know what I'm talking about. Now, we can go down the trail of getting preoccupied with this, or we can live the very words of Scripture and gently but yet firmly hold to the values of Scripture, paying attention to our souls, that we can more and more live for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, junk food or junk in the house, there's nothing other than to just stay on top of it. You know, after you get into the habit of decluttering your soul and getting that momentum and staying away from those things that distract you, it becomes more enjoyable, and the joy of salvation and the conviction of faith lives in your life all the more. So get rid of those things that distract you and move your soul into clutter that keeps you further away from our Lord Jesus Christ.